What are you listening to?
Another episode of Mad Chatter.
Oh no.
Hello, my twirly whirly girly pops.
You are not starting it like that.
I sure am.
Oh. You just said you needed 10 minutes to think of it and you came up with that.
I stole it off TikTok.
What's up, TikTok?
No one understands the stress of starting this podcast. Only me.
Only I. Look forward to it.
I do too.
No, I don't.
But today's episode is brought to you by Triad and Uncle Rico, so shout out to them before we get going.
Yes, if you were a keen listener and heard last week's episode, we did mention Triad and Uncle Rico, and they were so lovely to message us on Instagram and slide into our DMs. So hopefully, little sponsorship
coming
soon.
We're going to say, no hands have been shaken, no collaboration papers have been signed, no offers have even been made, but we're just in the works.
Despite your efforts.
I did reply to Uncle Rico.
I think Uncle Rico said, thanks guys, and Maddie's like, let us know if you want to collab.
They're like, no, we're saying thank you.
It's like as soon as like it's under the banner of like I'm talking as Mad Chatter, not as myself, I can say whatever the hell I want.
Yeah, you can put the blame on me.
It could be any of us. Hey, that was Maddie Ibrahim, by the way. We actually got a good reception from last week's episode,
yes.
Though. I got a...
sound surprised.
Well, no, it's because like I thought last week was a very classic chit-chat episode, but I feel like they're often the ones that people talk about the most because even I got a Snapchat from Paige, our number one fan, being like, oh my God, I've just been listening to your favourites things at the end, you know, the questions that were the best friend test
did.
And she's like, all I can think about is my favourite dessert and what I want. And I was like, oh, what is yours again? And she writes back, Maddie, you need to know this. And Maddie, would you know what hers is?
It's one of the ones we talked about, wasn't it?
No. She always asks for a birthday,
Bavarian.
A Bavarian cake, yes.
Oh,
and so
dumb.
Paige's like, damn, you all I've been thinking about is Bavarian cake for the last 3 days. So Paige, if you're listening now, you're going to be thinking about
also,
it again.
Can I just say, I just want to like, I don't know, make up for my lack of knowing Maddie's favourite movie songs and everything. We asked the team and can I just say, no one got it on the first shot. No one, because she has such a broad thing of being like, this is my favourite.
Wait, the favourite song or the karaoke song?
Both. Like the karaoke song and
the
movie.
Song.
And the movie. Like no one knew it.
The fears. To be honest, it was a real eye-opener to Daniel and I's relationship when I got home and started asking. I was like, you know nothing about me. I was like, what have we been spending the last few years doing? I was like, he didn't even know. He had no idea about my fear of goats. He's obviously never been around me when I've interacted with a goat.
Oh, wow, shock.
Yeah, shock. Shock horror. But no, it was, I was kind of like, it got me being like, and I was like, he's like, no, we're not going to do this now. Because you know on TikTok there's a thing like, how well do you know your partner? And I always, like every time we're about to go to bed, he's like, I was about to go to sleep and now you're just wanting to ask me questions. But it prompted him all over again because I was like, you obviously haven't been listening because you didn't know any answers.
Wait, did you know his though?
Yeah, well, sort of. Like, but he's also someone that would be like, I don't know. Like, for the movies, I was like, anything with Denzel Washington for, like, the fears. He's scared of sharks and heights and everything. So I didn't, I probably knew more of his. And, like, yeah, Candy Shop would have been his go-to karaoke. So, I didn't know him because I asked questions.
Yeah, no, but can I just say no one in the team knew yours?
Fair, okay, I'm the problem, it's me.
Yeah.
Me. Those TikTok like partner challenges are often they're quite dangerous, I feel, for partners.
Oh, all the time.
All the time.
Like no matter what those are, like I think I almost do it purposely. Like I'll just get annoyed about it. I think it's like he'll even say my right answer and I'm like, no, it's not. Like that wouldn't be it, just to cause controversy.
I think
down
my favourite trend is still Roman Empire. Like asking for people who don't know, there was a TikTok trend where it was like ask your boyfriend or a male in your life how often they think about the Roman Empire. And more often than not, the guys would be like, oh, like 5 times a week or something. And everyone was amazed by that. But then I love when that came around because I think about the Roman Empire quite a bit.
I asked Daniel and his reply was, what's the Roman Empire?
Different answer. Matthew, how often do you think about the Roman Empire?
Weekly.
Yeah.
Like 5 times a week.
I need to know though, like, what are you thinking about?
It's too much ingrained in culture. Everything is from the Roman Empire.
So that's what I mean though. As in like, are you thinking about it in the context of like, oh, that comes, like, do you know what I mean? Or are you actively being like, I wonder, like, do you know what I'm trying to ask?
I say water. I think, wow, fresh water. Wow, where does water come from? Wow, aqueducts. Wow, Roman Empire.
The Romans gave us the aqueduct.
That's like a game of word association. Like how many words does it take to get to the answer being Roman Empire?
Well, I did go to Italy last year. I don't know if
Well, that's what I was going to say. Do you more think about like, oh, there's a movie on Gladiator, well, I don't know, Roman Empire because the Colosseum's there. I don't even know if Gladiator's the wrong answer, but do you know what I mean? Pasta, oh, Colosseum, Roman Empire.
Yeah, maybe I do have a lot of pasta in my life, so
I don't know.
Could be. Maddie Turner, what would you say your Roman Empire is?
Oh, I did the TikTok trend, so I did it. Mine was the classic offside situation. I think.
Oh, you running offside and not being caught. That is.
I think about it often.
Yeah, actually, I do too. That was one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
Many great editing by you.
What's your Roman Empire?
I have too many. I don't know. I think about too much all at once.
Yeah, fair.
I feel like you've got like a lot of Taylor Swift situations.
Yeah, well, like mine's recently. Always like thinking of like what my favorite song is, or my favorite One Direction song, or thinking
right now. Right now.
So we had to make a top 10 playlist for our like Swift stuff lately, and I did it in like the context of Pump Up.
Yeah,
and I went, where do Broken Hearts go? 4 is my favorite album. And I would have gone, or I would have gone Stockholm Syndrome, but then for like a slowdown, 18 is my favourite.
I played Where Do Broken Hearts Go for Matthew the other day, and I was like, this should have been a single.
It's an absolute banger. Yeah, that's my one. So maybe that's my Roman Empire. Why do they choose songs to be a single and why others not?
I have said this before, and this is really sad, but me and my friends often talk about if One Direction were to reunite, it'd be great to do it at the Super Bowl, and what would be the song? So I've set up a play, like in my head, I've made a playlist.
We've got maybe the next challenge.
Where Do Broken Hearts Go is one of my options for the start.
Yes, because it's like the
Harry
the
doesn't come in till late. Yeah.
Counting all my mistakes and there's only.
No. Yeah, it's.
Otherwise, but that's why I literally. this is how into that, like the 10 song things I got is yeah. I was like, I want to get some variety. So I'm only doing One Direction. And I was playing Where Do Broken Hearts Go and Stockholm Syndrome, like next to each other. They're being like, which one hits the most me? I've actually realized now as well what my other Roman Empire is. It's like, I have had a lot of thoughts lately about the fact that Taylor Swift's album's coming out in a few days, and it's all about her breakup with Joe Alwyn. But what I was thinking about it in now of the context of like, how would I feel if I was Travis? Because like this album's coming out and it's all about like her ex-boyfriend, like, or even now I was listening to like Lover, and it's like all of Lover is about Joe.
Yeah.
And it's like, if you, it's because it's already like, you know, your partner's obviously going to have a past, and so it's like a lot of people, they don't have to see it every day. But for like Travis, it's like every song that's on the radio is a symbol of his partner's past.
I share this music because like lately Zendaya's been doing her movie premiere.
Oh, that looks great, that movie. I really want to see it.
But it's very hot and heavy, it looks like, from the trailer. And I'm always like,
how would Tom feel?
What's Tom thinking?
I think about that all the time. Maybe it just shows that I'm a really jealous person. I think I'm getting some real deep-seated insecurities here.
Turner is like looking at
Turner
us
and
two,
I have just come back
being
in the
like
room.
Institutionalize these two people.
Wait, what's your Roman Empire? The Roman Empire.
I have a lot of things. I often stress about the financial problem that would happen if One Direction announced a reunion.
No, it's not even the financial pressure. It's just the stress of if you didn't get tickets.
Oh, no, because I'm not going to what? Like, I'm doing a whole tour of the country.
Yeah. She's touring with them. She's actually
it's One Direction featuring.
She signs opening up to be a paramedic to be able to work at every concert.
No, honestly, that's one of my Roman Empires.
I also have another one, and I feel like it just came to mind, and I feel like this is one of those conversations that you would have had to yourself in the car aloud.
Most likely.
Is that Maddie talks to herself aloud? Practices conversations.
I do that out of like anxiety.
I do it, and I'm going to get myself in trouble by saying it the way that I think is like, I'll prepare conversations. So like,
yes,
I do that. Okay, thank you. But like, I do it in a way that like the conversation might not even
but it's
be.
To us.
Yeah, but like, mine will be like, I'm coming home and I'm telling these guys about a funny thing that happened today, and I'm like, I'll like say it in the car first, but I think it's just the fact that I like the sound of my own voice. Because obviously you do it for like practicing speeches and presentations,
right.
And I always
I
do it for that. But no, I started to catch myself being like, I would start telling the story that I was going to tell the girls in like a funny story, but it was as if I couldn't wait to get home to tell anyone, so I'd tell it to myself first.
Okay, I'm also meant like preparing for a phone call or an interview.
Yeah, no, I'd probably do that less.
So if anyone has mental health help available for Maddie Pratt and I. Anyway, we really digress, because what we was trying to say is we had some great responses on Instagram in regards to the online shopping fail of Ellie Smith.
Is that where we started?
Yeah, that's where we started. So you had a response, Maddie Pratt, and we had one on the Mad Chatter Instagram as well.
Yeah, I think should we start with the Mad Chatter one, because that was the absolute highlight. Okay, so this is from, I don't think she'll care about us calling her out, will she?
No.
Claire.beams. She said,
maybe like that. Thinking about it. Maybe she'll care how you said the name, but that's okay.
Claire, I'm sorry. I haven't said how you spell Claire or beams or where you put the dot. Anyway, she said, my pop bought a chainsaw and they sent him a knife and fork. And we have said, well, Media Maddie has gone, we need some more information. Explanation, please. And she has gone, he ordered like a chainsaw hedge trimmer off of an ad. It came from another country and it took 6 weeks to arrive. And then once it came, she's not even kidding, it was literally just a knife and fork in a box. Anyway, we've gone, this has made our night. And then she's gone, even worse is that he has ordered multiple because he thought, he's old, she said, and he thought it was such a good deal, so he got one for his sister. And it might have a weird question.
Did we find out how much?
No, we never found out. No. We might need to ask. We'll ask
Claire. Was it Helen Housby?
Yeah, Peter Ake. And I said to her, I was like, surely he at least, you know, uses it every night to cut his steak. And she said, yep, straight into the cutlery drawer, the knife and fork went.
That makes me sad though when it happens to old people.
I know. And like, I feel like they would rarely buy online. Like, I don't think my dad has ever purchased anything online. And if he did, then it would be something like that.
At least it was still semi-useful. Like, Doug's not useful. The duck, the goose, whatever.
Where is Doug now? The duck.
It's sitting on her desk and I picked up all her bobby pins with it.
Yeah, maybe it's got a new purpose.
Because that's all it can hold without tipping.
Oh, that's very funny. I had one other kind of funny one. Sorry, it's funny. I went, shout out to you, Beth. Beth Rosier.
This is why she practices.
So Beth said that she once thought she was buying a full-sized guitar worth £500, so she must be from England. Shout out to our UK listeners. Off of eBay for £50, so she's getting a very good deal. Turns out it was only 30 centimetres.
Wait, it was 500 down to 50.
So she was like, oh, I'm getting something that's, yes. So Beth, maybe you should be a bit smarter. So I also think maybe she didn't read the fine print and realise she was getting a ukulele, not a full-size guitar. But anyway.
That's pretty iconic. Oh, wow, $500 down to 50.
And also £500 is like nearly a grand. So she's like, I'm getting a grand down by 200.
Right, so how about we wrap up this first part? We were going to get into the netty, but we'll get into that in the next part because we have driven down some roads we did not plan on driving.
But boy, was it a nice ride.
Bonus feature. Matthew, please say what you just said.
I said that My Roman Empire is Tom Holland performing Umbrella.
Yeah, I agree. On the lip sync.
I live for that.
No, I actually do think about that.
I do, like, actually, all the time.
All the time. Whenever I see it, I never skip it. I'm like, God, that's bloody unreal.
Magic. It's the unwritten rule of the internet. You can't skip it if it comes up.
I also think about Liam Payne's rap battle that he had on one of those. And in saying that, I think about Liam Payne a lot because I don't really like him, but I'm like, what's going on? And I also think about Zayn being like, Zayn, what really went down? And I would just...
With Gigi?
No, well, more with One Direction, but also with Gigi. But like, wouldn't you just pay to have access to one of their phones for a day to see who they text? Oh, like, God, who are you talking to? What's going on?
I've realised that Maddie has Roman empires.
I've got the Roman Empire, I've got the Greek Empire, I've got the Turkish Empire.
Okay, so it is the eve of the Super Netball round.
Suncorp Super Netball, shout out to our sponsors.
Sorry. Round one for 2024, which took me by surprise. As of 2 days ago, I just realised. When you two said, oh, yeah, we've got to fly to Sunshine Coast on the weekend, I'm like, wow, preseason game in the Sunshine Coast before the round one. But it is round one, so silly me. But how are we feeling, girls? It's been a long preseason, I imagine.
It's been long, and we're looking forward to getting started.
That was great. New type,
you know, she just had trauma when I asked her that question. She felt like she was in front of like a Channel 9 camera with the Daily Telly there being like, oh.
I don't know. What do you want me to say?
I was kind of like, it was like yesterday, Paige and I did the media call and it was like all next to each other. It was always like, who's going to answer what question? Yeah. And there was like that half a second of like, you look at each other and then you're like, who's going?
Yeah. Well, obviously you feel excited, but some people feel really nervous or some people are like, I can't wait to.
I feel like this week of training has been really fun. Mm-hmm. Our Ted Bull games have been like, very good.
Tone.
Like, I feel like pre-season Ted Bull was a bit meh, but like in-season Ted Bull, we've hit a new level.
Have we explained Ted Bull on this in the show before?
So. What's Ted Bull?
So, I know the origin. Should I start with the end or then and then go to the beginning, or should I go to the beginning and go to how it got to where it was?
Beginning.
As in like how I got introduced to it, So we got introduced to it through, well, my first experience anyway was at the Diamonds.
Yeah.
And it's something that the Giants actually played. So shout out to the Giants. We will give credit where credit's due, but the credit actually goes back further, which we'll soon find out. Ted ball is like a version of volleyball. It's like on the court, you just have like a river, which is like just cones. There's an area in the middle that you can't hit it in. You pretty much play volleyball. There's a few little rules. Anyway, it was something that when I first went to Diamonds, it became a warm-up game, but one of those warm-up games that became bigger than the actual training and it had to get like cut down to how much, you know, you could play because people were doing too much in it. Anyway, we've now bought the Swifts. I'm pretty sure it's gone to every team in SSN now, even to like the English team because the English players have taken it back to them. Like it's gone everywhere. Anyway, not very long ago, I was talking to Daniel about it and I was like saying how we played this game before our training sessions. He goes, oh, like we play a similar game and we used to play it like that, but now we play it with our feet and blah, blah, blah. Anyway, at this stage I hadn't told him it was called Ted Ball.
That's like pro level. We're not
pro level. Yeah, right. And I said, oh, it's called Ted Ball. He goes, wait. No, Ted Ball is what we play. And he goes, Ted Ball is named after Ed Cowan, whose name's obviously nickname is Ted, who used to be Daniel's opening batting partner at cricket for New South Wales. He's also now like involved in a lot of like investing things. He's on the board of Cricket New South Wales. He played cricket for Australia. Anyway, Ed Cowan brought it to Cricket New South Wales and they all started playing it. And then the way that's come into netball is that the S&C that used to, strength and conditioning coach, used to be at Cricket New South Wales, then went to the Giants. And so has taken Ted Ball to the Giants. Anyway, so the other night I met Ed Cowan at the Cricket New South Wales Awards dinner. And the first thing I said to him was like, you are famous. And I said, I need to know some of the rules. Like, is the ball on the line, in the river, out of the river? Anyway, he wants to come as a celebrity umpire for us.
Oh my goodness, you were like 1 degree of separation.
How weird is that the way that's that the wild. World is so small. So shout out to Ed Cowan and I guess in a way the Giants, but mainly Cricket New South Wales.
Wow, okay.
It causes fights, this game.
Yes.
Who's the best at Ted Ball and who's the worst in the team?
Tegan O'Shaughnessy worst.
Oh, Tegan.
I love you, Tegan. That doesn't shock me.
And then Lily gets the giggles and just like can be.
And she catches it.
Tegan won't mind me saying this, but like this is something we've actually discussed in the past. Like, you know how there's some people that are like some professional athletes that you can tell were well-rounded athletes, like could be good at all other sports. And then there's those couple of athletes that are just good at that one particular sport. And Tegan, I've told you this before, that's Tegan. It's like you just were very lucky when you, not lucky, and you worked very hard, but like you're blessed with the netball genes, you've done very well, but you have no other athletic ability. She's a good swimmer.
Honestly, my best friend Sophia growing up was like a national open water swimmer, normal swimming as well, elite in what, and then you'd give her a ball. Oh my God, it's like she's never walked on her two legs before in her life.
But I feel like Ted Ball's like, surely netball transfers nicely. Yeah, but it
should be able to. But like, we get staff involved, like Bryony plays, and Bryony has tennis elbow at the moment, but she still plays with her little like brace on her arm. Like, it's very intense. Back to the nervous thing. I think for me, sorry,
we're jumping around.
Just saying to Mads in the drive here, we were saying, I'm actually like glad that, I'm really nervous. I'm glad that we are playing away because it's like nice to be around everyone. And because we're the last game, we'll go obviously through them, but we're the last game for the whole weekend. So we'll get to watch the other games. But I think sometimes when you're at home and it's like all the other games have played, you've got to wait so long, it builds up the nerves more. But tomorrow's quite a busy day. Like, we fly in the morning, we do our captain's run over there. Like, we've got lots to do. So I feel like, it won't be until you're kind of there that the nerves kick in. But I'm one of those people that, like, I get more worried if I'm not nervous. So if come Sunday I'm not nervous, I'll be like, what's wrong? What's wrong?
You don't want to be
too
comfortable.
Yes, correct.
Okay.
I guess what I'm looking forward to, because I feel like in preseason you don't get that hit. It's like, ooh.
True. And
this is what you train for. So true. Like, you train for this moment.
Like, so the adrenaline.
Just 17 games a year.
Shall we go through the round one fixture?
I believe so.
All right.
Actually, I was even thinking this the other day, so it was just like a little side, but like, how do they work out? Like, I know there's a massive algorithm that goes into like making the draw, but I always sort of like, this draw's a bit random to me because it's like, again, I'm jumping the gun, but like, you've got one derby, but then you don't, like, usually you either start with like a grand final rematch and then the couple of derbies, or like, I don't know, it's a bit of a random round, which is kind of exciting, but just a fun fact.
Yeah, it is usually a bit of a grand final
rematch. Yeah, you either do the grand final rematch or you'll do both derbies or, sorry, all three derbies or whatever.
You've got Battle of the Birds.
Well, that's true.
Spoiler.
Battle of the Birds and one derby, but yeah.
All right, so round one, we'll start off with Giants v Fever at home. Giants at home. I think this is a really interesting game.
Yeah. Fever are going to be very interesting because obviously they've lost Courtney Bruce. Mm-hmm.
I don't know
Sasha what Glasgow.
I was about to say, I was like, dragging my memory. I was like, yeah, they've got a very different, like, and two pretty key positions.
Yeah.
And Verity Charles Simmons has retired. Yes. Like, you've got quite a different looking team, mm-hmm. but then you always kind of go to the default of being like, they've got Fowler. Yeah, so got it's like, deal, yeah.
I just don't know what their starting lineup will be. So I feel like that'll be interesting to look out for.
That was a very – sorry, Matthew, go back to this. Like, their games have been so high scoring. Like, I think that'll be interesting because I think we've got one game here. It was 86 to 77. I think that's when FIBA broke the record for the number of goals. But then to have 77 goals from the Giants, so 73, 74 last year, like, there's a lot. I mean, I don't know what happened in 2022. That was
– what are you thinking? What are we thinking if we had to –
are we tipping?
Yeah, I reckon we all have.
Are you allowed to tip?
I'm going –
I don't know if you're allowed to tip. Are you allowed to tip without money?
I'm allowed to tip without – my name being associated with I feel like Giants going to win. I don't know.
I actually feel like a home feel game too.
I think a Giants might win this same. One. Just because it's an interesting game.
Yeah. I feel like Giants have new players too. FIBA have new players. I feel like it'll be an interesting game to watch.
Yes.
Agreed.
All right. Game two is Thunderbirds v Firebirds. Battle of the Birds, as many times.
That's what they've named it before, guys.
Fun fact as well. Was it you? I didn't realize that all Thunderbirds games are now being played at entertainment centres. So that'll be interesting if they all.
Is that because the other place is cursed?
Because the other place is getting ripped up.
But you also would have thought off the back of a grand final win, like they're gonna have pretty big crowds. You would think. Thunderbirds are interesting because I was like, they did lose Cardwell, but then I think that their defensive end is still ridiculous.
Like, I was gonna say, I feel like they're always like low scoring games, but then I feel like you've got a Danelle who can bucket it.
Ah, yes. Mm. Yeah, Firebirds are one of those really unknown teams. Like, I feel like when they're on, they can just absolutely turn it on.
Yeah.
But then I feel like, they're kind of similar to the Swifts. Their best is very good. Their worst could get pretty low.
I think I'm leaning towards Thunderbirds a little bit more tomorrow. I need to see the Firebirds a bit more in action.
Looking at their Thunderbirds won the last five against them in a row.
Wow. That's a pretty big run.
That's a massive run.
Five in a row. But like you said, like you compare, so like their most recent, their last game, like round one, 2023 was only 44 to 59. You compare that to the 86 goals. Like Mad said, they're always very like defensive focused games.
Makes sense.
Yep. So I'll tip, guys. You don't have to tip here. I'll go Thunderbirds. This game, I'm very much looking forward to for many reasons.
The Melbourne Derby.
Melbourne Derby? Or do you call them Victorian Derby? I guess you call them Victorian Derby.
Well, they're both called Melbourne Mavericks and Melbourne Vixens.
But when you guys play Giants, it's the New South Wales.
But that's because we're the New South Wales Swifts, whereas they're both the Melbourne. See, that's even another topic in itself. Why some like Queensland Firebirds, New South Wales Swifts, Adelaide Thunderbirds, Melbourne Vixens.
Yeah, that
because
also
South does Australian Thunderbirds is a mouthful.
Yeah, but we also change. We used to be the Sydney
Swifts. Oh, yeah, because New South Wales Swifts rolls off the tongue.
Used to be the Sydney Swifts.
This game's going to be really interesting. I'm very excited to see the Mavs. It's really going to be their first kind of.
Have they not? Is that true that they haven't won a game? Like, not even a practice match?
They've drawn. Oh, I don't know about a practice match, but in terms of like a team girls cup, they had a draw.
I mean, preseason's everything.
Yeah. I'm just excited from a personal level to see my girl Amy out there as a captain kind of for the first time.
Yeah, what do you see? Because obviously you're very good friends with her. What's her lead? Like, I've never known her in a leadership role. Mm-hmm. What do you think her like leadership style will be?
It'll be interesting because I guess she's led us with the tie-dye project for years and years.
True.
And she's very organized. Sometimes I'm like, I don't know how you fit it in.
Yeah.
She's incredibly organized. She's incredibly intelligent. I think she was a really good choice. Mm. She still in my head seems young because she's younger than me, but then I think she's been playing for about 5-6 years now. I think she'll be nervous initially, but I think she won't be afraid to kind of pull stuff out. I think she will be your go-to if, you know, they're in a bit of a slump or whatever. I think she'll know the right time to call a timeout or what to say to her girl. So
I agree. She's very much someone that, like, leads by example on the court.
Yeah,
I think the way she plays as well, she's very – and I think it's a good combination as well because you've got Cardwell who's very vocal. Mm. I think they would balance each other out well in that she's got that support as well.
Yeah, and I also, like, I kind of froth Eleanor Cardwell as well, so I can't wait to see her in action. She's incredible.
Do we think, is Joe Weston in or out? Do we know?
She's out.
Yeah. Actually,
sorry,
this is a little Side note, shout out to Murray Connellan. So Muzz used to work for Channel 9 and do all the netball stuff, but he now is at, still at 9 obviously, but netball's not. And so he's often vocal on Twitter and that. And he was talking about how he thinks that netball should release their team list on like a Tuesday to generate more buzz.
Because that's all this.
Yeah, even Daniel asked me the other day, he's like, when do your list get announced? I was like, I don't think till like Thursday. He's like, that's weird. I was like, what do you mean? Because that's all we've ever known. But yeah, create a bit of like talking point throughout the week.
But even so, you're like starting 7 doesn't get announced till like half an hour before the game.
We don't find out until half an hour before
the
game.
No, which is also like, I know it's very different.
We don't even find
out. No, but I agree. It's like at the end of the day, what difference does it really make? Yeah. Like you could tell the team an hour before, or like as in 5 hours before, you could tell anyone 5 hours before. I don't think, I'm like, just because netball's always done it, this is probably my number one thing about netball. Yeah. It's like, just because we've always done it doesn't mean that it's necessarily right and doesn't mean it necessarily
But
has
he made
to,
a good point in saying that every other code does the Tuesday team announcement, but by the time Thursday comes around, if netball's releasing their team list, it's kind of lost in everything else, and it's like round one for AFL, not round one, game one for AFL and NRL, and everyone's like,
well, that was even like, we did our media call yesterday at Netball Centre, and like, we were chatting with the ABC reporter, and she was saying, I was like, oh, has your day been busy and that? She's like, oh no, you guys, like our first things is like midday or whatever, and she was like, oh, it's because, you know, the front of the week's really busy because we've got obviously the back of the NRL and then we've got the team announcements.
Yeah.
And then like a Wednesday, Thursday are pretty quiet, but then Thursday obviously builds back up again because of, like you said, they usually have games. But I was like, well, even that's weird. Like, yeah, we didn't have much media there because obviously they're like, it's a bit of a nothing day. Like if anyone's going to have a day off, it's probably that day because they're like, yeah, nothing's happening. So yeah.
Something to think of.
Interesting.
Well, I think it's like really interesting. Kate, Eddie and GD. Like,
yeah, that excites me too.
Yes. Yeah, so you reckon they'll play the Mannix, Eddie, Maloney, Mundy, Zara without Joe. Yeah, interesting.
What would you do if you're Simone? Put your Simone hat on.
Yeah, I guess your only other option is you throw Mannix to goal defence and chuck Rudy in and then keep the rest the same.
Oh, yes.
I haven't probably seen Hannah Mundy play enough of centre, but I think she is pretty good there. So I've just seen her dominate in wing attacks. That was really my thoughts around her being a wing attack. And then Kate Maloney obviously being more of a, well, in the last few years anyway, a centre. Simone, you do what you want to do.
I can see your eyes going, fine, I'm not the coach.
I know, I'm going to also be like, this is not what I should be doing. Disregard everything I just said.
So I'm going to go with Vixens purely because we haven't seen them enough of the Mavs, and I didn't get a lot of Team Girls
coming. I'm excited to see what the crowd would be like for a Mavs.
Yeah, I think
true. Is it a Mavs home game?
Yes.
Because it's...
But at John Cain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it'd be interesting because I feel like Collingwood is very like, if you don't love Collingwood, you hate them.
True.
Where I feel like Mavs won't have that same connotation.
Yeah.
To like really being opposed to someone. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Because again, I probably haven't been that much invested in like what they've been doing from like a but like have they been doing a lot of groundwork to get members, do we know? Like, have you guys seen much of their social media stuff and that? Because like
they have a trailblazer membership.
Yeah.
You know what I think is going to be funny about the Mavs is kind of like when Swifts go to Adelaide.
Yeah.
And it feels like a home game where that's I feel true. Like when Mavs come up to Sydney, like the Palmy Army itself will take up half the stadium. Right, yeah.
Except what army are you part of?
I've already told you this. I'm in the Palmy Army, and then when we play you guys, I've got my shirt on, but I've got my Swift scarf on.
I'm happy with that.
She's playing the field.
But yeah, we think like they're going to have to do some real like guerrilla marketing, like on the floor. Like, well, have you heard about the American soccer team? That's how they did it. Like, they just went around. Like,
they've got a decent Instagram following.
Yeah, well, that's good then.
All right, final game. This one's not really important, like Swifts. What do you guys think? No, well, this will be a really fascinating game, to be honest. Like, Lightning have obviously recruited hardcore in the off-season. Whether or not that's going to pay off or not, we are yet to see, but it will be an interesting experiment.
Yeah, we've got a really close record. Like, you're looking at all those games, they've all been...
Bit of a rivalry.
Yeah. Well, what, we played 2 grand finals against them.
Mm.
I thought we always have a very good battle. Their crowd's huge. We've got the cowbell. The cowbell.
Is it loud on TV?
Yes, because I have trauma from COVID. Because that's you guys played up in their home stadium, wasn't it? I could hear that. I remember talking about it with Shane.
Shane DeBarra.
Like, is that allowed?
I've just decided I want to set you a challenge. When I scrolled down before, I noticed that like they've also got a radio, like with SEN now being involved. I have never listened to netball on the radio. you know what I mean? Like I've always.
Oh yeah, because this is the first time.
Yeah, I want to know because we were discussing this. I'm part of the broadcast advisory committee that has been put together by Fox, but we're just like discussing the way that netball's called and like just you know throwing different ideas around. And I would be very interested how they call it from like a ball to ball, pass to pass, play by play. Matthew, as our researcher, do you want to listen to the netball on the radio?
And we'll do anything else to do it.
I almost want you to be like listening to it, but then have it on as well and see, but then like close your eyes and be like, okay, what I'm picturing, and then open them and be like, did that happen?
It's going to be tricky because it's a good game. It's very quick as well.
It sounds fun for them.
It's very quick as well. And you don't, it's not like, so in footy, you'd be like, oh, on the 20 line or on the 30 line. But it's kind of going to be like, I feel like proud to turn it.
Proud to Hadley.
To on the circle edge. Like it'll.
Yeah. You'd have to, you really have to practice it. Like, proud to Hadley on the left, on the wing attack side. Yeah, and like, but would be the hard part as well. But also, do you, this is another, because like, I feel like netball, when we commentate, we do it to cater a lot for people that have never watched netball before. So it'll be like, a centre pass is when 2 feet, like, you know, they have those little things come up, which is good for people, you know, bringing people to the sport. But you don't see rugby league being like explaining to me what a bloody penalty is. Like,
although I need that.
I do need it as well. But I would be interested, like I would love to have the radio version because that's obviously going to be for the diehards. I'd love them to be like, you know, the wing attack receives another 45 on the wing attack side, passes it to the goal attack in the pocket.
That's a beautiful triangle.
Yeah, like, I think that that's what it needs. Otherwise, like, someone's not going to be listening because, like, if you're just flicking on the radio, you're not going to be like, oh, this is an apple, I'm going
to
give this a go.
I feel like if you're listening to the netty on the radio, though, you've got to have some understanding. I don't think you're just tuning in.
Exactly.
For the sake
so that's
of
why
it.
I think it needs to be very like
or
specific.
Is this the start of a commentary revolution where we have some unhinged commentary?
I would love
and
that.
And it's just like, oh, Helen Housby slayed. It's
like, how many times can you get slayed into the conversation?
It's like proud, popped
okay,
off.
Okay, Turner.
You're gonna get Peter.
Competition for us.
Okay.
We have to try and get slayed into an interview.
I'm gonna get Peter Rain.
Let's make it a Swift's challenge.
Okay. Yes, please do.
I feel like Sophie Fawn's going to win this one easily.
Actually, sorry, I don't know. I just thought of this because of the Peter Rank thing, but I've got to tell everybody that's listening about what Maddie Turner did to me the other day. Well, yesterday. Do you remember I told the story about how I thought that somebody was stealing my bathers bottoms? And so we've been.
It wasn't me.
So people.
And I told you, I think it's a prank.
You thought it was a prank. And so anyway, people are going to go back to about 2 or 3 episodes ago if they haven't heard it, but I thought that somebody in the change rooms was either wearing my bathers because a few times they were wet, a few times they were in the wrong spot. Anyway, I come into the change rooms yesterday and I was like, oh my God, they've moved. And so it hadn't moved that whole time since we last recorded. And then I felt them, I'm like, and they're wet. And I was like going to these guys in the ice with Maddie Turner's in there with Helen and a few others. And I was like, what's going on? Maddie's like, you know, Maddie's such a good liar. She's like, I'm on FaceTime, I'm doing this. Helen's like, what are you even talking about? Like everyone played it very, very well. But I was like, oh, like it has to have been someone. They're giving out all these things. Like maybe the Academy was in last night, maybe Prem League. Anyway, I've then walked back into the like other room. And then I knew that if they'd done something, they would have quickly said something. So I've gone and then jumped back. And as I jumped back, Helen Housie's putting like her finger to her lips, being like, shh, like don't say anything. And they're all pissing themselves. And bloody Maddie Turner, we've got footage of it, had dunked my bloody
face. Oh, you're the culprit.
Yeah, shit.
No.
Oh. As in she's just done it this time.
Oh. And I waited like 2 weeks to make it happen, dude, because I was like, I don't want to do it too early.
Calculated and conniving.
And can I just say, it would have got away with it, but Helen was too obvious.
Oh, that's gold.
So, we know
the mystery remains.
The mystery still remains. And the longer it goes on, it probably was just in my head. But I don't know. I'm still not sure. But anyway.
Before we wrap up the netty chat, I just wanted to do a quick kind of quick fire round table discussion. There were some questions that were posed by Brittany Carter yesterday for ABC. And I just thought they had some really good little talking points. So
stunning.
Off the top of your head, ladies and gentlemen, who do you think is the young gun to look out for this year?
I think Olivia Wilkinson from Fever.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like obviously Fever have kind of had the same team for a little bit. So someone new, will she start? I don't know, that sort of thing. But I think she offers like something completely different. Played her at TGC and she was quite strong as well. But yeah, someone completely came out of nowhere kind of thing I think and haven't seen much of yet. So for me, she's up there.
God, I can't really think, but I feel like I think as well she had a few good runs at TGC, Lauren Frew for Thunderbirds, obviously being an Adelaide girl. It'll be interesting if that's the combo they go with her at the front with Romelda at the back, or whether they have Lucy in there, or whether Georgie swings between the two.
Yeah.
But I think in terms of her as a player, but then also the way that Thunderbirds attack ends is going to, like, runs this year is going to be very interesting how they play that.
Yeah, nice. Good.
All right, next question.
Do you have one?
Matthew. I'm not as familiar with the Young Guns as I probably should be. I'm always curious to watch the evolution of Lucy Austin.
Mm.
That, I don't know how young she is.
Could be a TV, like, show. I know the she's evolution a baby. Of Lucy Austin.
Very, I'm being serious because she is very tall and you don't want to pigeonhole her as being just like a holding shooter, but she does impress me and I'm like, I'm interested to see where this goes. I'm like, because she's played for Australia for
Fast Five
and stuff. So I'm like, I'm interested to just see how she goes, especially now with Eleanor not there. She could be have a bigger role to play. So
one other that like isn't sort of super, super young and super new, but coming back from injury and absolutely annihilated us in a practice match is Riley Batchelor-Dore. I think,
big fan of her.
And again, interesting. Obviously, they've got Carr and Steph, but whether they bring her on for the 2-point time, she can shoot with her eyes closed underwater.
She's dangerous.
Yeah, I think she will be, it'll be interesting, especially coming back from an injury, but also having the skills that she has will be very interesting.
Yes,
Hopefully it doesn't work for the weekend.
Oh, yeah, true. It's like, next is, I just wanted to get your thoughts and feelings on this 11th player. And for those who don't know, if you could give a little bit of an explanation about the 11th player rule.
So from Amper, we worked really hard to get this 11th player over the line. Mm-hmm. We actually wanted 12 or probably more than 12. But you know what? We'll settle for 11.
Yeah,
we're netballs out at the moment. The whole idea behind it is to increase the pathway. So there's a bit of a gap at the moment between like SSN, State League, ANC a bit later in the year, 17s, 19s. But the 11th player kind of lets a training partner be more full-time, have a more balanced role, and be actually paid for what they're doing.
Can I ask a quick question? Is that gap there because of the lack of A&L?
Yes.
Which used to exist pre-COVID.
It's coming back.
Well, like if you think, but also like if you think about when Maddie and I were coming through the pathways, for starters, teams had 12 players. So back in ANZ, there were 12 professional contracts. Yeah. So we've already cut back on 16 of those because there's 8 teams and so 16 less people are getting an opportunity. We would play A&L if we weren't in that. We would then also play, there'd be a 21s nationals.
But just for people who don't know, A&L was essentially like the feeding comp.
Yeah, it's like the reserves. It's like the knock-on effect cup in State Cup in NRL or like VFL SA.
It's crazy that netball doesn't have a feeding comp.
No, and it did up until COVID. A&L used to run quite well. But I think the thing is like, they not only got rid of A&L, like I think it was almost like you could have maybe got away with getting rid of 21s but still having A&L, or you could have got away with potentially getting rid of A&L but still having 21s. Whereas like when you talked about how many years of nationals did you play, like 6, 7, like whereas like Sophie Fawns only played one year of nationals. COVID. And like, COVID is such an impact. So I think the amount of netball, like if I think back in those years, like we talked about when we were really young,
don't
playing 3 games
a
day.
Relive that.
But honestly, we were playing like one thing after the next, like you never stopped.
Yeah.
But I think it was good because you got so much match play practice. Nationals are on at the moment, actually. Shout out to our 17s and 19s. They're both in the final.
I just had I had a source confirmed to me before this podcast, actually. Yes,
beautiful.
They're doing very well. But sorry, Maddie Turner, I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, I interrupted.
It's 11th player. So what's their purpose and what can they do?
Pretty much not every team has to have one. Also,
as in, you don't have to name one. You will be able to use an 11th player still.
So everyone can have one, but you don't have to have one. Does it make sense? But if you have one, you have to pay them.
Okay, right.
So we can't just all of a sudden decide we want to change. Because at the moment,
round 3 or 5, you can round 3. Sorry, thank you.
Because this is another little tidbit. Is that back when SSN first started, you used to actually be able to name a different squad every week if you wanted to from your training partners. So you'd have your 10, but say you had 4 training partners, all 4 team were essentially up for selection. And then, the training partners only got their salary, but then they'd get a week's worth of salary if they came in for that week. Whereas now the rule is that it must be your game day 10. Your game day 10 must be your contracted 10 unless it's an injury replacement.
Yeah.
So, this is why this 11th player now means you can choose from a pool of 11 players.
So what's the benefit to then, why would some teams opt to not have an 11th player?
Can't afford it.
Is it money? Yeah, money. Okay.
But it doesn't matter. So say your 11th player is a defender and a shooter goes down. You can still replace that person with a shooter.
Yeah. As a temporary replacement player. Yeah.
So you don't have to be
like for like.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So it really does boil down to money if you want to have an 11th player or not.
Yeah.
But okay. But they would, if you have named 11th player, they travel with you and you travel as an 11th
squad. So I think on the Thursday when this team list does come out, they'll announce the 10 travel. Yeah.
So you could drop one of your contracted
players. So I think
players.
That's sort of part of also the appeal is like it adds this element of competition and it's like, you know, again, like AFL NRL where it's like, you know, you pick your best 22 for that game or whatever.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, I could be out of form and the 11th player might be a midi and they'll say, Maddie, you're not going to this game. You're bringing in another player.
Could that also be tactical though?
100%. Yes. So it could be say your 11th player is a shooter. Mm-hmm. You might go. Oh, sorry, no. Say your 11th player is a goalkeeper, and you're playing a Fever, and they're a really tall specialist goalkeeper. You might be like, all right, we're going to bring him in for that game. It doesn't necessarily mean that the person you drop is not performing. It just might mean that they're a shorter goalkeeper. And
okay, fascinating.
I think the ideas as well behind it is like if you potentially have like two younger players in the same position. You'd have that. You'd happily have that rather than trying to get someone else in, like a bigger name, say, to fill that spot.
Right.
Where if you have two younger ones, at least if someone's not performing or training well, like you can have that.
That interchange.
Yeah. I feel like it just allows for a bit more growth in that area.
Yeah, nice. Okay, I don't mind this little rule change.
There's a few, like, rules about it, but...
So it's loopholes. Yeah.
And with that, the last question will be, so ABC asked, or I don't know if it was ABC or Fox, but they asked who the team was to beat and every captain had an answer. And let's go through them. Hannah Petty said Swiss and Lightning. Kim Rav, Lightning Mavericks. Everybody else except for Steph Fretwell said Lightning and Steph Fretwell said Thunderbirds. So Lightning seemed to be the team on everybody's lips. Would you guys, taking yourselves out of it, team to beat?
I feel like everyone's throwing shade at them because they've had obviously the massive recruits, et cetera, et cetera. They also live on the beach.
They have lovely tans and great eyebrows.
I'm actually surprised that more people didn't say Thunderbirds considering they won last year.
Yeah.
Don't you reckon?
It obviously shows how much weight people are putting on Carwell for that win.
Yeah.
Mm. And I think that's someone was telling me, I don't know how it came up, but about how like on the flip side of that though, they will be out for such vengeance to be 100%. Like, we want to prove that it wasn't just one player that won us that grand final. Yeah. But yeah, I think if anything, it shows how much people think that she won that game for
so
them.
That's so true.
Yeah. I think I was surprised at the lack of Vixens mentioned maybe.
Yeah. I think Vixens are a team that like almost, I guess they're similar to Swifts in that we've stayed the same for a long time.
Yeah.
Again, people are probably putting a lot of weight on Liz Watson leaving.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I think as well, some like probably had we not made the grand final last year, we probably wouldn't have been on that list at all. But it's because you just become a regular,
you know,
sort of thing.
You guys are never on the list, but you continue to be on.
Except
top,
apparently, I got told in a radio interview the other day that we are actually on like Sportsbet or whatever it is favorites.
Matthew,
random.
No,
but that's because no one's changed. So everyone else is unknown.
True.
Do you know what I mean? So that people don't know where people stand. That's why.
I mean,
it'll be one team girls cup, of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
TGC.
But like last year, you guys like came seventh or eighth in team girls cup. Like TGC.
We also had the minor premiers last year.
Oh, we were. That is true.
And everyone's like,
I would that's be saying point. You guys, but call me biased.
To be honest, I think every team this year
it would be close.
It's going to be close. It's going to be games you win, games you lose.
And it's going to be, there's so many changes. Yep. It's too soon to be like, oh yeah, like how's no one mentioning Fever and blah, blah, blah. But it's like, you have, everyone's got some changes.
I actually want to give like Super Netball a little plug there, and that like the competition, like I think I saw something on Twitter the other day and it was giving the scores of the English Super League, like, and how that, like, I reckon there was only one game that was won by less than 20 goals, as in like the margins were so big. And as I was thinking, I was doing a page about this, like it's 20 goals without a super shot. So that's like a big margin.
Yeah.
And we were saying the fact that in like Super Netball, I feel like you very rarely get a blowout. Like there are one or two here and there, but the blowouts are never to the same teams, if you know what I mean. Like one team will never get beaten every week by 20 goals.
And it makes it so enjoyable to watch. You don't have your team, because like I love rugby league, but if I'm watching a game that I don't really, I won't really go and watch a game that I don't really care about. But with the Netty, even if they're two teams I don't really care about,
agreed,
I'm going to watch it because I know it's going to be close and
I feel
a good
like
game.
That showed at like Teen Girls Cup, everything was like a draw or two goals.
Well, you could have finished last or first.
Yeah,
it was so weird.
Yeah. So I feel like that's what this.
But also the game,
like,
the momentum of a game swings
for sure
so dramatically. So like, I don't know who I'm pitching to, everyone who listens.
Yeah, but
probably
even
watches,
I was never that big of a netball fan. Even when I was playing professionally, like 10 years ago, I probably wouldn't really have watched unless we had to for our, whereas now I'm like, me and Maddie were just saying, like, we're excited for Saturday that get to watch, like, before the
league. It converted me, like, working for you guys totally converted me, and now I consider myself a bit of a net nerd. And I'm even converting Matthew, and he's going to come to his first game this year.
Woo!
Yeah, I'm just hesitant as to the last game I went to.
What was the last game you went to?
Well, it was 2020. To Swifts round one.
Oh, Sam's game.
I didn't want to mention it.
Oh, I wasn't sitting with you. That's why I don't remember.
Well, that's something exciting, that though, that
then,
she's back, baby.
Yes,
after 2 years.
Back, baby. She's back, crazy, baby. I've just had a look at the time. We've talked so long on this. So let's wrap this up because I want to get to our next segment. Unless you guys have anything else to add for round one.
Nah, we're busy.
Go Swifts.
Go Swifts.
This segment.
It's not as easy as it looks, is it?
Okay.
You just put a news report voice on.
Meaty Maddie has asked me to intro this segment and I just freaked out and put on my news voice, but let's get it started. This is a segment we're going to call...
Oh, she's got a name. Of course she's got a name. She's got a song too, I bet you.
Yeah. Let Bullshit Play More Games.
Let Bullshit Play More Games.
Thank you for backing me up. But no, this sort of all stemmed... I don't really know how. Well, I guess personally for me it probably stemmed from the idea that my boyfriend, Daniel, is about to go overseas to play in England for a few months. And it made me think about the fact that cricketers play all year round. They play, you can play in a number of competitions at any point throughout the entire year, whether it's 2020, white ball, red ball, whatever. If you want it, you can go and find it.
Look at you, white ball, red ball.
Sorry for all my cricket lovers out there. No, we've realised there's a big cricket to netball crossover.
There is, yep.
But I guess a big thing that netball's always talked about is the fact that we only play 17 games in one season, but we also only have the opportunity to play in one competition. So as Turner was just saying, like the English league's on at the moment, even though it's summer, and netball was meant to be a winter sport. The New Zealand league starting this weekend as well at the same time as ours.
Is there also a South African league?
Yes. I think that's on a similar time as well.
It would be, wouldn't it?
Yeah, because the reason is we've just realised, well, revolutionary, is because the international season. So every SSN, well, sorry, every netball competition tailors their domestic season to cater for international.
Do you think world netball, like, dictates that first? Do you know what I mean? Like, or is it which way it goes first?
So I think what would happen is, I think world netball say, we've got a World Cup, we've got this, like, they're the big ones. And then that's why, for example, last year we started the month earlier because we finished a month earlier. In other years, we've had a break in the season to go to a World Cup. But I think that they choose when the milestone events are. But then I think the others sort of get agreed upon between the countries. But, like, I guess the conversation that we were thinking was there's a few parts to it. It's like, say for cricket, for example, their best players that are in the international pool will play international, not play domestic, unless they have the opportunity to come back for domestic. Yep. So they will be on an Aussie contract, but then, you know, when they have the opportunity or if they're injured or if they're not, sorry, not injured, but if they're not picked or if they have a break in the international series, that's when they'll come back and play for New South Wales or South Australia.
Literally walk into a team.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that was, you know, Nathan Lyon came back and played a few games for New South Wales this year. That was because he was coming back from injury and didn't go straight into international. But then there were also a few times where there wasn't an international competition on, so they played back there. Whereas for us, it always seems the domestic competition works around the international because you want the international players playing in the domestic league, which has merit to it, but then it also hamstrings you with the amount of competitions that you can have going on.
Yeah. What would you like to see? Like, what would you...
Magic wand.
Magic wand.
I would love to see the fact of, like, so Turner and I were just discussing, like, we've both played, what, three games for Australia, but up until then, I've been playing since 2011.
Yeah. Check your watch.
Yeah, I checked my watch to see what year it was. That was the dramatic effect if we were filming. But, like, so my first few years, I was always in, like, under 21s program, so that was okay, but I had a period of about 5 years where I wasn't in a international
squad.
And so I'd have 4 months of the year, 4 or 5 months of the year where I'd have nothing to do, which I loved. I got to go and travel and do things like that. But I would have loved to have been able to, in that time, do what Daniel's doing, go and play in England. A, you earn a bit of extra money. Yeah. B, you stay fit. You keep, you know, in touch with netball. Because at the moment, it's like, yeah, you play for 17 weeks of the year out of 52.
And that's only if you're making finals. That's
So 14 weeks out of 52 if you're not in any other programs.
That's a lot of pre-season.
But yet we're on 12-month, exactly. Yeah. We're on 12-month contracts. So I think in that sense, the international competition should just run. Yep. Netball should have enough depth, which we think it does. I think probably the issue with netball at the moment is, this could be a controversial thing to say, but
here we go.
I think that a game of SSN is probably more entertaining than an international game sometimes.
Can be, 100%.
Do you know what I mean? Like, week in, week out, as we were just talking in the last segment about the fact that you consistently are getting close games.
And that's not just a netball thing.
No, exactly. It's the same in cricket, same thing. Yeah, we've got probably two or three, four. Yeah. So I think that that's probably the issue, is that they're saying that for those players that are going and just playing internationally, they maybe don't have as many games. But then
I wonder what would get more viewers, like an SSN game or a... But I guess it's hard because they're not on at the same time.
It's a good question.
I feel like it's not comparing. Like,
and also you'd
apples.
Get different different countries, but then again with the time zone, it's a hard one.
So what do you think the answer is? Is it a magic... Caribbean League where people go and play in spicy. Jamaica for a couple months? Is it a Fast Five kind of equivalent to like a T20?
I think you could do both. You could do a T20 or a Fast Five in the Caribbean and then have a normal season.
Do you like how I put you in the Caribbean?
But they actually did. I like that. They actually did for a while. Do you remember when they had that English Fast Five competition and there were actually a few players from Australia that went over and played in it? So more things like that. And again, it doesn't necessarily mean that you start to not let those international players play domestically. It's probably in that period of when the international season is on, so from September to March, April, there should be more little competitions that those, you know, middle of the range players that aren't in any international programs
or just can a rookie still go. Or a newbie.
And it gives you more income as well at the end of the day.
I've got a logistical question for you since you're setting up this league.
She's the chairman.
Liz, tell us where you're at. We're going to go into our business together and do this.
All right. Are you still on SSN 12-month contracts, or does that have to become 6 months to allow you to do a new contract? Or if you get injured, who takes that responsibility? / how do you feel about where do you fit preseason? Are you like go the whole time? Do you get off-season? Who's paying for your leave?
I think
any more questions?
So I've got a few answers to this because I sort of know what Daniel's doing with his. So he's on a 12-month contract for New South Wales, then goes and signs a 4-month contract with Sussex or whatever. He had to get like a release from Cricket New South Wales to say, yes, you can go, but you have to be back by the time our season starts or whatever. And I'm pretty sure in there's clauses around what happens if you get injured, blah, 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 blah. Again, I don't know which way it goes, but there is stuff written in that. So that would be something that is pre-existing. You'd use a model that other sports use for that. Yeah. I think the off-season and leave side of things is like if you are choosing, so say for Daniel, he is choosing to go over and play there for 4 months. So he has chosen to not have a off-season or have these couple of weeks now. So you just come back and have to go straight into it. So there's that's your decision that in your leave time you are doing that. Yeah.
Because I don't think it's something you would do every year.
Either. No. This is Daniel's 35. This is his first year doing it. But guys in cricket, again, probably like the T20 guys, there's some of them that literally just make a living off of only playing T20 around the world in all these different competitions because that's their specialty and that's a good way to make money, but it's also not necessarily sustainable. But you do it, like you said, for a couple of years for a new experience and you're not doing it all the time. And also if you're 31 and your body's not great but you've got another couple of years left, then you're probably not going to do it. But if you're 23, you're on the verge of potentially hopefully making diamonds, you want a bit more match play, you haven't played a full season, like you play 14 games but you also might only play 7 of them. So you might not be on the court for all of them.
It's a lot of training.
Like I'm thinking of like say like let's just use a sort of an example, like an Ali Smith. She only played 7 games last year because she got injured and didn't play the last 7. Say she then by the moment our season ended, she was back to 100% health, she's then waiting another year. So whereas even from a Swiss perspective, it's in our best interest as well to let her go and play in England for 3 months, experience. Come back. And like that's the thing as well. Is
gameplay,
like
confidence.
I think it's a netball thing and I like the element of it, but like we very much value the fact of like you start and you finish there. So it's like what happens is say like in Big Bash, again, I'm using lots of cricket analogies, but they had guys that didn't play finals. They're there for 8 games. They play all 8 games, whatever. And then the last 2, they go and play in a league in Abu Dhabi.
Yeah.
But like, so I think for us, it's like we think we can't go to England and play 7 games for a team there because we're not finishing the whole season. It goes back to like the netballers being good girls and having, you know, feeling like we want to finish something. But it's like we should just be able to go and make a guest appearance for 6 games and then come back and join our league again.
To me, the simple answer – because it's as no, well, it is when you hear it.
I made it sound complicated.
Manchester's got a lot of logistical questions, but for me, the answer is make the normal season longer and then give you guys more than 10 contracted players, maybe 12.
Helen actually had a good
14
idea.
Tony Proud has been saying that for 10 years. He's like, why don't you play more games?
Play at least 20
rounds. I think the answer's money again, though. Yeah. They can't afford, but yeah, you're right.
Because there's so many players.
We should play every team 3 times. No, we should have 12 teams.
Yeah.
And we should, that gives us a 23 game season.
Yeah.
22 game season, sorry.
For you guys to be the leading female sport in the country and only be playing 14 games. Mm-hmm. Like, that's so silly. If you just extended it, it kind of eliminates this problem because then you're playing for more months of the year. And you don't have to go and find another comp to play in.
It's like when you hear of an AFL team losing like 7 games in a row but still making the grand final.
Right.
Like, if we lose 7 games in a row, we're done.
Like your season could ultimately be decided by round 4.
100%.
Yeah. Like it also just increases interest into mm-hmm. the competition as
and
well.
And that's why all our games sell out at the end of the year. Yeah. Our last two home games sell out every year because it gets that, and everyone's like, shit, netball's done.
And it's like, oh, one goal either way and you're in or out of finals. Exactly. And it's every year, which is great for excitement. But I would love to personally see the season extended further.
Agreed.
I mean, I think even Helen said you could even play everyone three times. You split who goes like what the home games are, so you might not play everyone home twice and things like that. But you could work it out. So
but I think every player would accept not having that extra home game.
We did that in back when New Zealand were in the competition. Mm. You would have 1 year where you'd go to New Zealand twice, then the next year you'd go there three times because you would never play them. Yeah, so it was always. Mm. Always like that. It happens in every sport. There's just not going to be a.
Or there's
it's not always
going
to be
fair. You share a home game with your.
Well, you have a gather round.
I was about to say magic round.
Yeah, magic round. That'd be
which
sick.
Like that's
so fun. How much did everyone love Team Girls Cup? You could do back to back. It'd only go. And because netball's short, you could easily do it.
Have we just solved everything?
What would we call it? Okay, they've got gather round, they've got magic round.
Slay round.
Oh, no. She did it.
No, because, like, respectfully, knowing. Certain people, they would give this a real lame name. Yeah, so I want it to be a cool
here if you need round.
I don't mind that.
Offside. Triggered. Offside round because everyone's offside.
I like your other one better.
Hands in. Anything else to say on that before we finish up? Because it's an interesting topic.
Any millionaires out there listening, let us know.
But also, DM us, find us on Twitter. Let us know your thoughts on this.
And as always, happy for you to completely and utterly disagree. I like to be proven wrong because then I'll prove you right.
We're doing the classic gains, goals, obstructions. Our favourite.
Great introduction, Maddie Turner.
Thanks. We're going to start with obstructions. And because you threw me into this, Maddie Ibs.
Oh, I don't like starting.
Oh, that's what I thought.
So my obstruction is just the fact that I'm a 28-year-old woman who's had Nutri-Grain for dinner twice this week.
What's wrong with that?
Can confirm.
Girl dinner.
I love Nutri-Grain. Do you ever? Is this just a me thing? But we used to have like Nutri-Grain and Weet-Bix, or like rice bubbles and Weet-Bix. But it was like a family thing. It was like Weet-Bix was the base, and then you'd always have like add Nutri-Grain or add rice bubbles.
No. I was never a Weet-Bix gal. Okay.
Anyone listening, let me know if you did
sugar
that.
Sugar on Weet-Bix was as far as I went.
Yeah, I would never put sugar on it.
So good.
Or during winter, it'd be
warm it up.
Weet-Bix and milk into the fridge. Yeah. And then it into the microwave. Much a
what were you guys putting on your rice bubbles?
Sugar.
What? Oh, I was rice having milk? Them with Weet-Bix.
Oh, you're strange.
You are strange. All right, we'll go around the table now. So my turn. Obstruction was that Helen actually gave up my prank. I was like, everyone supported her prank so well. And then as soon as someone else has got something funny to do, she's like, hee, 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 hee. So that's my obstruction. Because it was going very well. Like, she was about to change her bathers and everything.
Yeah, that's just, maybe that's my obstruction, is that I seem to be way too easy of a target. Even Sarah, after that, made a comment being like, yeah, you're usually quite slow to catch on to things, but today you were onto it. And I was like, that's a real backhanded compliment.
I wish I had.
It was so funny. And I was like, where's this going? And then she's like, but today you're on it. I was like, thanks, Sarah.
Love you. Avocado.
So yeah, I think I'm going to say that's my obstruction. But I'm too easy of a target.
What's the other one you wrote down?
Oh, no, I had that. I bought a whole heap of stuff on Kmart and I didn't really read the dimensions. And like, we just bought a little shelf to put like our keys on. And actually, you guys stemmed the cover. We didn't buy a duck to put the goose to put the keys on, but we always just put them on the end of the kitchen bench. Yeah. Like, we need to have somewhere to put it. So we bought this little, like, corner shelf thing. But I wanted to buy like a little bowl to put them in because Daniel thought you could just put them on the shelf. No, you need to put them in a bowl. But I wanted to buy a little bowl and it came out and it's about 40 centimetres in diameter.
You're gonna lose your keys.
And I was a bit like, oh, and it won't fit on the shelf. It'll fall off the shelf. So lucky I bought about 7 of them in different sizes. So I managed to find one that fit. But anyway, just when things aren't quite what you expect. Kind of in line with what we talked about last week.
Great. Matthew?
Obstruction. They've been doing roadworks near our apartment, redoing the pavement, and we just lost heaps of street parking.
Oh, I thought you were going to say your houseworks next to you as well.
Oh, the roof.
Oh no, that's now done.
Okay,
I think. Yeah, there's a lot going on around us. No, but they've because they've been doing multiple streets near each other. Like, we're losing one whole side of the street, so people that don't normally park near us are, and I'm parking the next suburb over.
Mm,
just cutting a lap. Real first world problem, but
no, that pray for you.
Your voice starts to go really like raspy as well then as you were talking. It made me feel like I was sad for you.
Alrighty, because I'm also a time checker as well. Gaines.
I like this, Gaines, Maddie. I have two. One being, we've been doing this for a while, but they've been happening more frequently. My mental health walks with Maddie Turner and Sarah Clough.
Oh, claps.
It's harder now with daylight.
Where do you go?
We just go around locally.
If it's me, it's a short walk.
Yeah. Oh, we did used to do some like the bay. It was like 6-7K. But we'll just be like, want to walk? Yep. Then we walk. And then
are they
ran.
Happening more frequently because they're needed more frequently? Or is it more of like a preemptive like?
Actually, they're more frequently because she's picking up books from our house.
Nice. Guilty. Bit of column A, bit of column B. And my second one is, if you guys haven't seen it, go onto Sophie Fawn's TikTok and watch Maddie Turner do the JoJo Siwa dance.
That is the highlight of my life.
It is so funny. I honestly think I've watched it about 25 times. We're going to put it on we're going to put it on our Instagram.
Look, I went hard. I wasn't going to hold back.
It could have been JoJo Siwa.
I know. I put a bow in my hair and everything for that. But then I didn't realize how far back she was going to feel.
You were very far back.
So good.
My game, again, so many people, she just really sneaked into this podcast. We watched Twilight.
Oh, the video reactions were so funny.
We need to post them.
Can I just say that she is like, are you a talker during a movie or are you like, you're watching it?
Depends.
If I've seen it, I'm like, oh, good bit coming. Oh, good bit coming.
Okay. I'll ask Sophie was infuriating to the point where Sarah's like, just watch the movie.
This is the first one, right?
This is the first one. She'd be like, why are they cooking? Because she doesn't, like, they don't eat. And they'd be like,
you know what? Matt,
I thought she did
this
just to spite.
Firstly,
you.
Firstly, they were doing that for Bella to try and make her more comfortable.
Yes. And then they'd answer the next. I'm like, just give it one more minute and they're going to answer your question. Yeah.
I also love
finding plot holes in like full fantasy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, as if the dragon's going to act like.
I know. In my experience, dragons.
Yeah. So she's like, why is Jasper's face like that? And I was like, just wait and you'll get more information on him.
Okay, well, Jasper's a real MVP. How dare you?
Yeah. So I feel like she had so many things like, why is this happening? I'm like, just give it like 5 more minutes. It'll play out. Like, just, this is the whole
wait, so
movie.
Is this your gain or obstruction?
Wait a second. No, that's why I asked. I said, are we doing obstructions first normally or gains? Because it was going to be my double one, but I would just worked into my gain. But we got it done.
But you're one down.
We were meant to watch the next one tonight, but she'll probably bail.
That's going
to
be a hard watch.
I know. I told her. I've prepped her. And I said, we need to watch the third one real quick so you get back on board.
Because the second one, she's like depresso.
Do you like the second one?
In the movie.
All I can look at is I've only just now seen what you've just put on the Mad Chatter Instagram. And for context, I was looking at photos to try and work out what my gains, obstructions, and goals were. But I've just seen that because I hadn't seen it. And then I just saw Daniel Hughes replied to Mad Chatter's story. I was like, what is it? He goes, who's she texting? Because it's not me. sorry, that's why I couldn't focus on anything else because all I could think about was the fact that you put that up. That was very funny.
What's your gain?
My gain is the fact that I can't believe you didn't say it, but we got Niall Horan tickets.
Oh my god, yes. Did you? I didn't know this.
Oh, so honestly, I have been trying and trying, and then I've been checking Marketplace like every day. And every now and then they'll tease, they'll be like, 4 tickets available. And I check it and I put like 2 or 1, and it'll be like, oh, someone else has got it in their cart. 2 days ago, I check it, 4 tickets available, go on there, 2 are next to each other, went bam, bam, and it went straight through within like 30 seconds. And I was like, oh my God, this is a scam. Like,
are they definitely
and I
fake?
Just,
wham, bam, thank
they're
you, man.
Definitely real, okay. But I just paid blindly, didn't look at anything. Like, I made
they
sure they
weren't that expensive.
I made sure they weren't like $500 tickets. Yeah, but I was like, oh my God. And I think they're like premium reserve or something. So, see you in a couple of weeks, baby.
Now horror on repeat.
Honestly, but that album is great. It's so I'm
all right,
happy.
Stop this talk.
Life is like a board game.
Gains. Okay, in keeping with tickets, so as of today, tickets for Chris Stapleton.
Did you get them?
Oh, Maddie, did she?
I got them.
Somehow can get in.
Yeah, I'm pretty good with tickets.
We were all doing it. And she's like, she got in twice today.
I got in twice. I bought six tickets.
I'm
just. Which was baffling. And then just to add to that, we were talking about books last week. So I've started reading A Little Life.
Oh, that's on the
app. So did I.
You started this week?
Yeah.
We didn't speak either. I've had it sitting in my room for ages.
That is creepy.
Ooh. I've started it twice and struggled.
Get the saging out. There's ghosts in the air.
I'm probably about a quarter or
oh,
third
no,
of the
I'm,
way
I've
in.
Only, I've restarted it again, so I'm only a few pages
I don't
in.
Think I'm up to that level of book yet.
No,
but I even said, I said that to you as well. I was like.
He was like, this is an adult book.
Okay, with the greatest respect, it's very, if it's even adult themes, but also just the language used, I'm like, I don't think it would grab you, respectfully. I was trying to be really polite because I was like, what you're currently reading, like Fourth Wing and stuff, I'm like, very, and it's really going to, quite easy to get into.
I'm second book of Akatar, how dare you?
Oh my God,
Akatar.
This is dangerous.
You knew I was second book.
No, I didn't know you were on the second book.
Oh,
I'm
on the second book.
Oh God.
No, it's okay because I'm going to slow down because I want to read, I want to have at least 2 ready for the plane.
Okay.
Mm.
Face.
She's crazy.
She's
speed. She's
a reader.
She's a speed reader.
It's like so screen impressed. Time.
But yeah, this one's a bit heavier.
Oh, no, I know. I'm reading it. I'm like, oh, this is like.
Yeah, but I think once it gets into it, it will be good.
Yeah, yeah. I am. Yeah, I am really enjoying it. I'm like, oh, this is an adult book. Mm. Go me.
The words are quite little.
A little life, a little word.
what's our description? Goals.
My goal is on unfortunately making a comeback out of retirement tomorrow.
Woo!
For a one-off AFL game. One-off.
Opposition. Don't call it a comeback.
I have said specifically I will be on the wing and I'll be running.
Don't call it a comeback.
I know, very John Farnham of me, but yeah, hopefully just like not dying.
Yeah.
That's kind of the goal.
Love that.
In general and tomorrow.
Yeah. Love that for you. My goal is for petrol to be cheaper because it is ridiculous.
Off the chart.
Yeah. Inflation. Sorry, that's like a life goal.
Mine actually is in line with what you guys have all just speaking about, is mine to get back into reading. I've been in, I haven't read for a while. I've been into my TV shows.
And writing,
well, have I got a couple books for you?
I haven't been writing. I think I'm going to go, I don't know. I'm in a bit of a dilemma though, to go to Lola in the Mirror or to Lola finish Iron Frame.
I feel like you're better with a break.
Yeah, true. So I'm going to, I thought we're getting on a plane, we've got to fly, I'll get the books out. But then my goal is also to win on Sunday.
Yeah, but this is like non-netty
that's
goal.
That's true. Though. Are you writing at all?
Sometimes. Wow, that's... No, that wasn't a dot. That wasn't
no,
a shady
No, I'm trying
question.
To.
That
I've still just been, I'm just so bad.
Is this Grace on the Court 3 or is this a special
No, book? I need to do Grace on the Court 3, so I'm trying okay. to. I'm about a third of the way through, I'd say.
Yeah. Martin.
So I thought you were writing a different kind of book as
That's
well.
What I want to get okay. to, but I need to finish Grace 3 okay. first. I've also been a third of the way through for about 6 months. So.
All right.
But no, I feel like it's going to come. I feel okay. like it's going to. I might bring my laptop as well. So actually my goal will be reading or writing. I'll let myself do either okay. of them.
All right.
She's going to procrastinate either one.
I know, and then I'll end up. Speaking.
Something Shock. With words. The written word. With the written words. Word.
The spoken word.
The spoken word. Love that. Goal.
so.
I'll leave myself in. Yeah, you guys get a win because then it's not related to me. It's for you guys. Keen. Watch it. Oh, I've got to listen to the radio as well.
Oh, yes. You've got a lot of goals.
I know. I've got so much. And then and for this weather to stay good because I've got a wedding tomorrow.
Oh,
not mine.
Yours and Maddie's.
Oh.
I just realised what you said.
Lol.
Prady, what do you want to say?
Go Swifts, but also Perfect Podcasts don't exist. Maddie, oh.